like the movie directors. Say the movie, dog.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I didn't did not come here to impress you, because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me, but just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's Chantez, when you hear that, you're gonna be able to say that these brothers lied, you jack.
How they came through the block and everything that block, I make cherry ring on, I play, and they have wings on. Did I buy any means, or whenever there's an out, get you put out, because that's what I brainstorm. You can blame some, but I ain't inventing the game. I just rolled the dice, trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me. But I ain't that's it, I am a different man. And I can blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive change. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers, niggas. High within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years removed, still the vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, nigga, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I'm wearing. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was, where you got here. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
Give me the loot! I got to get his life cooking. I just came home. Ain't trying to see Central booking. Oh, shit. Now he looking at my face. You better hold ass, because I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, because I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
when they didn't mow them. Even hogtied wives, I had to show them that I mean business. I mean everything I say, no witness, no.
Oh, man.
Understand when he says he is the teacher. Rob Productions' first album, and you understand why he is the teacher on Rock to Bells Radio.
Boogie Down Productions,
we'll always get paid, we'll take the wackest song.
I mean, if we're gonna, if you're just gonna, like, make me think about Bobby Brown, I'm just gonna have to dig up this fucking nonsense, scratch vocal, dumb shit that he did in the studio years ago.
Yeah.
territory.
Thank you. and I'm glad, you know, Gary, I'm glad you called in, and thanks for the phone call. This is why, Bully, I'm so thankful and blessed to have this show. Because this isn't news that should just be a blurb on the internet or on a tweet. I mean, Bruno Sammartino deserves for us to be talking to the fans. Bruno Sammartino deserves what we're going to do for him tomorrow. He deserves, you know, for people to remember what an icon that he truly was.
Absolutely. There's no doubt I couldn't agree with you more. And that's why, like, I'll go back to where I like to celebrate life and not mourn death. 82 great years. Great man outside the ring. Great man inside the ring. Hell of a champion. Part of our childhood. Part of our family's histories and our ethnic backgrounds. One of the four corners of the foundation of the old WWWF. Vince McMahon Sr.'s world champion.
Yep.
I wish we get Vince McMahon on here for just 5 minutes to tell a Bruno story.
The bat phone is ringing.
Don't worry about the bat phone. I wish we could get Vince Jr. on here for just 5 minutes to tell a Bruno story. And the story that I would want to hear is about the first time he saw Bruno at the Hall of Fame. How did he feel about touching that other man's hand, shaking hands with him, and hugging him for the first time after all that time away? Because if there's one thing that we learned about Vince from the Andre documentary, is that he has the ability to kind of throw away the negative and, you know, not really, you know, harp on a lot of the badness that has gone on in the wrestling world that has affected him. I'd love to know about that moment with Bruno.
I do too. 844-796-7874. Until our show tomorrow, we're going to take more calls from the Busted Open Nation. Want to get their take, greatest matches, greatest moments with Bruno Sammartino. We're back right here on Busted Open.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world. You're listening to Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93.
The smell of hairspray and new ears, the feel of your date's clammy hand, and the anxiety-inducing opening notes of the next slow dance. Relive it all on SiriusXM's Prom Radio. Spice your punch bowl with musical memories from proms in the 80s, 90s, and beyond. On now, SiriusXM Spotlight Channel 4. And on your phone or at home on SiriusXM connected devices and speakers. Individual results may vary.
You've worked hard all year, investing your time and attention on the kids, the house, the dog. The list goes on and on. Well, it looks like your hard work has paid off, because this year, the majority of Americans are getting a tax refund. That's why this tax season, TLC Laser Eye Centers want to help you invest in you and is offering $400 off high-quality LASIK. That's a savings of $200 per eye, and they're offering free consultations to see if LASIK is right for you. Call 1-800-798-3190 now to take advantage of this offer. That's 1-800-798-3190 or visit TLCRefund.com. Glasses and contacts get in the way, are uncomfortable, and completely limit your lifestyle. LASIK at TLC Laser Eye Centers can reduce
I don't want my lifestyle to be limited
for contacts or glasses. Take the step to invest in you. Visit TLCRefund.com or call 1-800-798-3190 to schedule your free consultation at TLC Laser Eye Centers today. Don't wait. Call 1-800-798-3190 or visit TLCRefund.com. Get better vision now.
I'm John Wilbur, the president of Tri-State Motor Transit Company, the nation's...
Y'all fucking with it? Should it stay in a Sub-Op Nation rotation? Go rate that. Own our music meeting
which you can get to by going to our IG, our Twitter, at Hip Hop Nation. Click the link in the bio and let us know what you think. But also, I need your feedback on the Ride or Die record I gave to you earlier from DJ Esco, Future's DJ. He's got a new album out right now called Colorblind, and I gave you the record he's got with Future called Check. I just need to know if we need to keep riding with that one, or should I dead it? Hit that poll, it's already up on Twitter, at Hip Hop Nation.
Shoulders. Every time I spit, it's like I put the game to the Cobra. Babies in the game, it's like I'm pushing they stroller. Coming at me sideways, they in the rush to get older. First round is over. I ain't playing with them, no, I wake them up like Folgers. I'm a general, believe that, you're nothing but soldiers. Like, see, I'm a finisher, the number one closer. I'm about my business, don't worry about me, only mind your business. Cause this is grown folks business, nothing to do with you, so just mind your business. All day, every day about my business. Niggas keep talking, I'ma pop the biscuit. Keep playing, have your brain leaking that liquid. Sit back, enjoy the flow. Yo. We project livers, lick that liver. Run with a bag of cash and flip that wig up. Won't deny it, holding iron, flows is giant. Catch you with nine keys supplying. Comes to my town, strap up. Underground kings with the crown, black.
Preoccupied with something. Reefers, the greatest. I'm mad about Vegas, something.
19 a pop. Catch me up top famous. Everything on my wrist, Swiss made. Run up in the Gucci shop. Give me the Chris Wade.
Everybody, the business of video games can be total bullshit.
Or get sprayed or get crazy. Yeah, yo, my style is trifling. Anything on my neck, hands is lightning. Come tear down, I might sing. Never on a stand, only my right hand with bright links. But still, baby, bro, I'm about my business. Don't worry about me, homie, mind your business. Cause this is grown folks' business. Nothing to do with you, so just mind your business. All day, every day about my business. Niggas keep talking, I'ma pop the biscuit. Keep playing, have your brain leaking that liquid. Sit back, enjoy the flow, yeah. Beast mode, H-A-V-O. Dudes get pops, ninjas sing like Neo. That's why you always kept me rockin' for Dolo. Police putting pressure, niggas actin' on homo. Can't fuck with them, fuck for that piff, then analyze. The game for what it is, watch for the landmines. Run but you can't hide, lyrical landslide. Homicide, know about you, but I got mines. Grind like the gears on the Porsche, I'm so driven. Foot to the pedal, I'm heavy footed, there's no limit, no gimmick. What you see is what you get it. No skinny jeans, only things hitting is my fitted. No, man, some of y'all won't get it. I do my own thing, hold to my pivot. Yeah, life could be a bitch, but we live it to the fullest. Niggas just mad cause we chillin'. I'm about my business. Don't worry about me, homie, mind your business. Cause this is grown folks' business. Nothing to do with you, so just mind your business. All day, every day about my business. Niggas keep talking, I'ma pop the biscuit. Keep playing, have your brain leaking that liquid. Sit back, enjoy the flow. Yo.
boy J.R. and you're listening to Shade 45.
Shade 45.
The hype is real. Yeah. They don't do it how we do. Niggas ain't on the shit. We on. Everything new. Spikes on the loop. Batons. I'm around the pool like a matador. I'm used to the bullshit. It don't matter, boy. This is accumulations of wealth. Build with the gods and double knowledge yourself. Entrepreneur, business, move on, rules, religion. That pussy make a weak nigga break down. So what you want, the cheese or the chicks? You want the cheeks, but you want the cheese. Bitch gotta eat. I'm having the epiphany. You niggas ain't shit to me. Worse than the scum in the slum I'm from. I'm a south side nigga, yeah, I'm. If you that next nigga tarnished, come out line. You ain't made of what I'm made of. You a bum nigga with a bum bitch. Your shoes come from Vegas. You counterfeit frauds like Vegas. What kind of rich nigga bitch look like that? Now we pulling up the lot. Break hit the button, then we pulling out the top. Shines on stunning and I'm pulling out a knot. Strap with the Glock, I don't pull it out a lot. The front, I'm mean, on fire, how we do? Niggas ain't on the shit, we on. Everything new. Spikes on the loop, batons. We up, nigga.
Visualized everything I needed in dream. Penalized every hoe nigga that have a scheme. Guns in your video get you locked in a beam. Me, I kill a nigga quick, no worries, my record clean. Murder one, become manslaughter, slits the fraud up. Charity, work, parking tickets and no charges. Fuck nigga, you fucked over your father when he gave you a dick. Should've been a bitch in pajamas. I made my first million fucking dollars. Bought a Bible, oh yeah, God got me. Made my second $1 million, bought a chopper and binocular. I'm scared, this shit don't happen to everybody. I'm on Instagram looking at your favorite single. The man knows shit, I fuck or jump on a single. 20,000, she got a hell of a eyelid. I'm in her mouth like I know it can have kids.
Don't know you're pulling up the lot. Break hit the button, then we pulling out the top. Shines on stunning and I'm pulling out a knot. Strap with the Glock, we don't pull it out a lot. The front, I'm in on top, how we do? Niggas ain't on the shit, we on. Everything new. Spikes on the loop, batons. We up, nigga. Good pussy blood in the hall. For breakfast. D-D-D color VS stones around my neck, bitch. Neck, bitch. It feels like a nigga dreaming. Sit back, music bumping, niggas leaning. Bullseye, that's what we came for. Now a nigga run the game, boy. This shit's in the broad reports in the yard. The loop living, I came up so hard. No pain, no gain, it's embedded in the brain. I'm in it for the grip, motherfucker. We right now, we pulling up the lot. Break hit the button, then we pulling out the top. Shines on stunning, and I'm pulling out a knot. Strap with the Glock, we don't pull it out a lot. The front, I'm in on top, how we do? Niggas ain't on the shit, we on. Everything new. Spikes on the loop, batons. We up, nigga.
Enough that they were doing construction like on the other side of the tunnel that was fucking up all the traffic going through the fucking tunnel. Now they've started doing construction on the streets that were the fucking detour to go around the motherfucking tunnel. The fuck? And now I can't fucking turn here. Is that the fucking upshot of this? Is that I cannot turn here? I guess not. These dudes are, yeah, no, that's, no, okay, yeah, I can. This guy's doing it. All right, we're gonna do it. Fuck me. know what I'm saying? NeoPets was run by Scientologists. Okay. They thought about adding religious principles into the game. Cool. Cool. What are you doing? Okay, here's... Good quote. They hired this lady who wanted to bring Scientology onto the site. We fought that as hard as we could. From one of the co-creators of NeoPets.
That goes without saying, but I won't let you say it. I can say it. But he, yeah. So Mav kind of kept that element, and it worked. It worked. That's a beautiful thing.
So Mav said, "RZA just sit here, drink some orange juice, nigga."
Well, let's say RZA walked so Mav could run. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
You heard that front line?
That's right. He opened the door.
He said, "Take those motherfucking golden arms off. Wipe your ass correctly."
It's funny though, because RZA does have those beats. He definitely does.
Oh, my God.
He still does have them. He just, you know, it's like somebody that, you know, you see a work of art that they did, and they're like, oh, that's some old shit right there. Check out this new shit where I got the bowl with a thing of doo-doo inside of it. This is the real shit right here. Not saying that's not art, because it probably is art. It's just not for us.
You know? Now, is this the first or the second season of...
Drop the Mic.
Now...
Yeah.
Where did Drop the Mic come from?
Drop the Mic, well, James Corden had, on his show, The Late Late Show, he, used to do these segments where it was either carpool karaoke.
And you're right, he does the singing and all that.
Yeah. And he would either, and sometimes, in some instances, he would battle his guests. He battled Anne Hathaway, he battled Kevin Hart.
He battled him.
Yeah, and you know, when I was initially, when it was proposed to me to do the show, I went online to check it out, see what it was about. And not one of those videos was less than 40 million views. Not one of them. Less than 40 million views. And I was like, Yeah, they got something here. And they knew they weren't reinventing the wheel. And you know, we know that the battle rappers brought it from day one. You know, they brought it to where it is now. You know what I'm saying? So I always will spread and shed light on that. If you want to see the real hip hop battle rap stuff, you can't go further than, you can't go wrong with Smack, Organic, King of the Dot. You know, even John John got a league now. John John the Don, check that out too. It's pretty good. RBE, you know. Yeah, but we like I said, we're not taking nothing away from that right there. This is just something fun, you know.
It's more entertaining.
Yeah, something in the moment.
Okay. Yeah. And it's actresses, actors.
Sports, singers, sometimes singers.
Okay.
And mostly, I would like to say the majority of people that come on the show are like shower rappers. You know, they rap in the shower. Or aspiring MCs, things like that, or they love hip hop from a distance.
Does it get like to where you have to be like, cut, yo, relax. This is not.
Every now and then, but very rarely. Because a lot of people that come on the show, they get it. You know, they're there to have fun. And we do everything in our power to make them as comfortable as possible. From the time they get there, they're with the coaches, the guys that wrote the rhyme. They're going through with the beatboxers. Then they get to go on stage and simulate the battle with the person that they're battling. So, and what also helps is if they're battling someone they know who's a friend of theirs. Because we had Seth Rogen battle Joseph Gordon-Levitt. They're actually friends.
No. They went at it. Did they know they were going to go at it?
Yeah. Oh. And you know, those guys, it's like no holds barred. But the thing, I expected it. I know how Seth is. I know Seth loves hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
And
Joseph was a pleasant surprise. And get high. He was a pleasant surprise. They both, you know, got some chops. For real. I mean, it was the same way people felt when they didn't know what the show was about and Halle Berry premiered on the first episode. And when they seen Halle up there going at it, I'm just saying, you never seen her in that light before, though.
I seen her in that other light, that other movie with that cop fucking her.
She ain't like that. I got her an Oscar, though. Yeah, I got her an Oscar.
Now, do they try, I know. They don't, or do they try to call you out? Put it to the side. They may have, hold on.
Nah.
What's up?
Ain't nobody stupid.
Drop the mic, man. What's up?
Ain't nobody stupid.
Come on.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Plus, you know, they ain't prepared for it unless they actually wrote something before they got there and caught me off. But I don't think anybody want to do that. They don't do that. I'm pretty swift on my feet. You know
nobody.
I mean?
Well, wait, hold on. So, let's say you're hosting it. You're like, wait, who this man? Who are you, man?
Yeah.
And come on, no. Yo, man, it's like... Some nigga, man, what you mean you
want to
battle? But it's a battle MC.
Nah, I ain't going against none of battle MCs. Them dudes is nasty. And they do rebuttals and all kind of stuff off the top of their head. I ain't that swift with it. I'm too old for that
shit. Listen, that's what I was going to tell you. The battle MCs, I know they'll get tight off of it. You know, with the rock, the mic, but it's just...
We should let them in some capacity, right?
Yeah, you know what?
I agree in a sense, but it wouldn't fit for the show. I think they should have their own where they can showcase their skills and not have to be censored and you know. And that's the biggest problem with the URL and the King of the Dots is the censorship. A lot of these channels have sponsors and things of that nature, and they won't let them say what they want to say or how they feel.
And they bring Simon, they bring too many nail clips.
Yeah, that too. That too, but not even King of the Dot. King of the Dot transcends so, like, you know, and even Grind Time when it was on the West Coast.
It's
New York. Let's just say New York battle rap scene is niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
Jersey battle rap scene, niggas. But it be white boys in there too. It's some white boys that acquired, you know. I'm looking at what's my man name? Real Deal. I'm looking at you, Real Deal. Real Deal, get busy.
I mean, Big K is nice.
Big K, get busy.
Big K's serious.
Yeah, he's serious with it. He's serious with it. Yeah, I enjoy watching the battles. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? But I go for the more the guys you talking about, the niggas. I'm a head ice type dude. You know what I'm saying?
Head ice, street niggas.
Ice.
Hey, wait, hold on. Let me just listen to this. 888 Shade 45, the Lord said special. Let's hear something, man. What you want to hear, man? And we're going to come right back.
Dang, I can pick whatever I want. And you'll play it for real? Cry, Little Sister.
Cry, little sister.
On the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Thou shalt not kill. Cry for your brother.
What?
Thou shalt not.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, play that one.
Special. They ain't no wise today. No smoke today. Yeah. I smell some good food. I can't eat that. We got Method Man. M-E-T-H-O-D Man.
Yes, sir.
I went through the archives. You know, I'm doing my mix.
Okay.
Which I do live here.
Okay.
I do the silver mix and the drum mix. And then I was playing a joint over the first album. And I used to love it. I played it all the time in the hood.
Mm.
It was called Biscuits.
Your mama don't wear no drum. I always took about standing on the well. That's actually what shit we used to sing when we was kids.
Who did that beat?
Rhythm.
That beat was tough. I said, don't wear no drum.
Yeah, your mama don't wear no drum. I always took about.
When was the last time you performed that song? Did you ever perform in a choir?
Yeah, I did in the beginning, but then, damn, I don't know. I kind of got lost in the shuffle, man.
Oh, man. Now, we're talking about Drop the Mic.
Yes.
Not anybody can get on Drop the Mic.
No.
Why not?
Because they don't fit the style of the show.
Okay.
Or they rap professionally. You cannot get on the show, especially. I think you have to make your mark somewhere in pop culture for you to be on the show. It makes it more interesting, especially for the audience that we want to bring in and have watch it. I mean, we're getting great numbers with an audience that we shouldn't have great numbers with, which is adults. You know, and I get it, because I mean, they probably don't get it, but I get it, because I know a lot of those people grew up in the same era I did. You couldn't escape hip hop in the '90s; it was everywhere. You know,
there was a movie called The Whackness.
Yeah,
and
how can you do that?
I'm watching it, man, and it was The Whackness, and I could not.
It was, you know what, the soundtrack is dope for that movie.
It's incredible when I understand.
Yeah, shout out to Josh Peck. Shout out to Jonathan Levine, who directed it. It was pretty good. It was a great experience.
It was, yeah. And you were covering being a security to a cat.
Yeah.
Thugged out.
Yeah. Keanu.
What was that movie again?
Keanu.
That was a fucking ill movie.
You know what? I was pretty sober. I don't work hard. I won't remember shit. And if I draw a blank, it'll be really bad.
Meth shoot a cat.
I wouldn't do that.
Peter gonna kill this nigga. Peter gonna get at you, nigga.
The cat was the only thing in my mind. And this is the actor side of me. The cat represented more than just a kitty cat to me. It was every piece of pussy I ever lost.
That you held in one
hand. That belonged to somebody else and they wasn't over. And that represented every piece of pussy I ever lost to somebody else.
And it was in the palm of your hand.
So I was trying. Everything in my power to hold on to that cat.
And not let go.
Yeah, and it was a great, it was a great substitute for me.
And action.
Action.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
When they called you for that part.
Yeah. That was 10 pages for the audition. Yeah, 6 scenes.
What the fuck?
That's what I said. What the fuck? When I got them, right? Yeah, so we're talking 6 pages. 6 scenes, 10 pages. And I learned them all. 3 days.
I'd have been mad because,
2 days.
Because I would have did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have been mad at this thing because he ain't called you to get off. You would have been to get off.
I know if I wouldn't have got that part, I probably wouldn't have never watched Key and Peele do anything. I probably would have never went to see Get Out any fucking
thing. Get Out.
That's the sad part. Because I don't think Jordan will hire me for anything else after that.
Why?
I think because we work together, I don't know, it's just something, I probably won't get hired for any of his projects now. Yeah, and that's how it works. When you work with somebody, you know, worked with them already and they move on and, you know.
But Spike Lee or someone be like, yo, come on.
Then, you know, that's Spike though, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what I mean, like you've been in it so much and you understand, and you back in the days, you real nigga, not saying you're not, but you used to step in niggas. yeah. on the fake shit. Yeah. Something, as you get older, you get wiser. Yeah. And you just can't beat everybody up or threaten them.
I know, that's and, right. Yeah, that's true.
And be like, meth, man, I've been trying. And yo, what? I was in the wild, I wasn't in the seat. No. Man, calm down, nigga.
I just wanted, you know what, I really want to get in a Tarantino movie. He should give me a shot to show him what I can do. And him and RZA are really tight, you know. So I would never, like, directly come out and ask, you know. I just want, just put me in a room, give me a scene, and I'll read for you. And earn me a spot. Oh.
You have a good, the fuck's today? Oh, it's Wednesday. You know, get your wiggle on. All that shit. I'll get it to you later. I gotta go. All right, I'll see you.